This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers have started their impeachment trial defense, arguing Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill reacted Saturday to President Trump's lawyers starting their impeachment defense by insisting they made the case to call witnesses and review documents. Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager, says the criticisms of their case from the president's defense team are revealing.
When your client is guilty, when your client is dead to rights, you don't want to talk about your client's guilt. You want to attack the prosecution. It is a fairly elemental strategy, and I think that's all you're seeing here is that effort to distract.
The president is accused of abusing his power when he asked Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden and then obstructed Congress as it tried to investigate. For more in-depth coverage of the impeachment trial, you can go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app for news on the go. From Washington, this is VOA News. Chinese officials say 56 people in China have died from the coronavirus. Nearly 2,000 others have been infected by the deadly contagion. President Xi Jinping says China is facing a grave situation and experts and other resources will be concentrated at specific hospitals to treat severe cases of the illness. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least 5 buildings reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Charles was reporting on the terrible earthquake in Turkey that killed 31 people. Now back to the coronavirus and Emer McCarthy from Reuters.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. The origins of the virus are still being determined, but is believed to have been traced to a seafood market in Wuhan, known to be involved with the illicit wildlife trade.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Several countries backing rival factions in Libya have violated an arms embargo, which they had agreed to uphold a week ago at a summit in Berlin. Last Sunday, foreign powers backing opposing camps agreed at a summit to push the parties to a lasting ceasefire and respect an existing UN arms embargo. The UN mission to Libya says over the last 10 days, numerous cargo and other flights have been observed landing at Libyan airports across the country, providing parties with advanced weapons, armored vehicles, advisors, and fighters. Boeing completed the maiden flight on one of the world's largest twin-engine jetliners, the 77X, as the embattled plane maker steps up competition with European rival Airbus. The new plane will enter intercontinental service. The plane will enter service in 2021. For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.